This week on Get Hench,
we're talking to top athletes about how they remain at the top.
Hey, Sergey! Wait up! Sergey!
Carl, why are you here?
I saw you run out of the house. What are you doing?
I'm running.
Yeah, but what are you running from? The cops.
No, I'm running and listening to our podcast.
You're going to need a better alibi than that, bro. I'll get your passport, and I know a guy who can get us a car. After that, we're on our own.
No, I just want to listen to my podcast.
Don't wombat it, meerkat it.
Simples.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Whether you're selling flaky salt or fine art prints, Shopify covers all your sales channels to simplify selling online and in person. Plus, they provide industry-leading tools and 24/7 support to ignite your growth. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. To sign up, visit shopify.co.uk/podcast23, all lowercase.
This is Emma.
Hiya.
Emma works at McDonald's in Merthyr Tydfil. She's a shift manager, a vital part of the team.
Well, I try.
But more importantly, Emma's a mum of three. So when she decided to come back to work, Emma needed hours that fitted with her kids' school days.
I really did.
So we did what we could to make that happen.
And it helped a lot.
Well, you're part of our family too, Emma.
Oh, thanks.
Let's balance life and work together. Apply today at mcdonalds.co.uk/jobs.
And now, for today's fun football scores. Nerves nil, friends made 11.
Goals 4, giggles 17.
Wheelchair access 1, feeling left out, 0.
Celebrations 3, high fives 21.
McDonald's Fun Football. Free football coaching for all kids aged 5 to 11. Search McDonald's Football to find out more.
Good morning. Welcome to Home Run Applesauce's Apple Turnover for May 18th, 2023. The New York Mets beat the Tampa Bay Rays in 10 innings by a score of 8-7. I want to soak all of this in because in what has been such a rough season so far for Mets fans, we had an absolutely transcendent game in Queens. First of all, Kodai Senga. 6 innings. 1 earned run. 12 strikeouts. Great googly moogly. What a performance. He was the best I've seen him as a Met so far. He controlled every aspect of the game. You know, yes, you wish he didn't walk 3 people maybe, but 12 strikeouts, he can walk 3 people, it's fine. Senga just looked phenomenal. And the emotion he showed at the last out just is infectious and awesome. And thank you, Kodai Senga. Thank you. You know, Jeff Brigham, Adam Ottavino, David Robertson all gave up runs. Not a great bullpen game. I'm sorry, and Steven Nogosek, forgot to mention him too. Not a great game for the Mets bullpen, but the story of the game isn't the bullpen. It's the 3 home runs that did the scoring for the Mets. Mark Vientos had 40-something plate appearances last year, but is called up because he's absolute raking in AAA. And in his first game as a Met of the season, he hits a 2-run bomb to tie the game. Fantastic. Francisco Alvarez, the catcher who's been starting to hit some more, but has had, you know, not the smoothest transition to the big leagues, ties the game in the 9th inning with a 3-run homer, a bomb of a 3-run homer with an epic bat flip to boot. And then after 2 runs scored in the top of the 10th, Pete Alonso with if Alvarez's shot was a bomb, then this was what's bigger than a bomb. I don't know. The meteor that took out the dinosaurs off his bat, and just a mammoth shot, and 3 comebacks on 3 home runs, 2 from rookies, 1 from the established home run hitter on the team. With the start from Senga, this is the first game of this season that felt like it was never over, even when it was happening. Even when they were down 3 in the 9th, for some reason, this game felt a little bit different. Even if I was, I mean, look, I was skeptical of their ability to come back, but it didn't feel totally lost the way it was, the way that the game would have felt a week ago, totally lost. And, you know, I know Vientos doesn't really have a place to play right now, and I know that it's going to be tough to find him at bats, but if Vientos and Beatty and Alvarez are all good, oh man, the expectations for this team to me just keep rising if that happens. You know, they still need pitching. They still need a lot. But if those kids are going to be as good as advertised, that's something. And, you know, there is so much more to be said about what this team could be, but we just don't know yet. I mean, look, I am not going to let one game totally change the way I feel about the trajectory of this team. You know, you all heard my podcast yesterday. But this just shows you what could be. And damn, that's exciting. I'm in a wistful mood now because of these Mets tonight. And that's a beautiful thing. What's also a beautiful thing is you listening to this podcast. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Go to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. Support this podcast directly. Follow me on Twitter @BrianNeedsAnApp. And until next time, to quote the man himself, let's fucking go Mets.